Hello? Please, don't hang up. I swear, it's not telemarketing. Yeah, it's me. I can't believe you actually recognize my voice. It's been like, what, 7 years? Oh my god, there is so much stuff I want to say and I'm... Wait, calm down. Okay, I know I randomly called you, and you might be busy, so I won't draw this out too much. I just wanted to say that I made it back in town. No, not visiting. I'm actually back, like, living here again. Yes, I'm serious. I'm so excited to see how things are different here now. But, let me say what I wanted to say before I start rambling, please. I really, really want to see you again. I mean, this has been on my mind constantly since I got here, so maybe we could hang out someday, if you want. Today? Oh, no, of course I want to. I just... never mind. Could it be like at 8 p.m.? We could go to the movies and decide what we should watch there. Okay, just tell me where you're living now and I'll come pick you up. I still know my way around here, so I'm pretty sure I can find it. See you tonight then. I can't wait. Bye. Hi. Wrong house? What? Come on, man. I don't look that different. Wait, are you serious? Yeah, of course it's me. Who else would just randomly knock at your door at the exact time we agreed upon? All right. I know, I look very different. Everyone has been making sure I'm aware of that since I got back here. Well, I guess the college years have been generous with me, but please don't make a big deal out of it, okay? I just want to spend time with you, like we used to do, you know? I knew you'd understand. You're still as sweet as you've always been. So, what are we waiting for? Let's go. Why did you choose that movie again? It was so fucking bad. But at least the food was good. Are you sure I can stay here for the night? I know... we stayed out a lot longer than expected, and my house is pretty far away, but I really don't want to be a bother. Okay, I know this is the 8th time I've asked. I'll stop. Thank you. I have to say it. I had so much fun hanging out with you again. No, I'm not just being nice, I really did. I missed this so much. I missed you. A lot, actually. Yes, I like being with you so much, and... I think it's time to talk about the elephant in the room, isn't it? I'm sorry if it makes you uncomfortable, but if I'm going to sleep at your place, I think it's important to know that we're on the same page. Yeah, I'm talking about our situation. I don't know. It's been so long. Maybe you're way past that already, or maybe you don't even remember it. But I definitely do. I can explain what I mean better, but I feel a little weird when I talk about that. No, no, I do want to talk about it. I just don't know. I don't know if you want to hear it. Are you sure? Okay. I'm pretty sure you remember how hard high school was for me, but I don't think you know the whole picture. You know, I was the girl that wore the weird braces, had a lot of acne, asthma, like, you know, the complete combo. I was literally the stereotypical weird kid from the movies. You also know my parents were not exactly the best at parenting, so I didn't know how to dress properly either, or most of all, talk to other people. Before you got transferred there, I was constantly made fun of, and I didn't have a single friend. I woke up in the morning thinking about going to school because home was bad. And then I got to school and I wanted to go home because it was even worse. I never told you this before because I was embarrassed and I didn't want to burden you with my problems. But after you joined and became my friend, you were the only reason I was still going to school at all. And then there was that day when all the girls were making fun of me, saying that I would never get a boyfriend. You kissed my cheek and told them you would be my boyfriend. I'm sorry, I told you I can get emotional, but please just let me finish before you say anything, okay? I thought you said it just to be nice, or, you know, out of pity, but then when we were alone, you said you loved me. I was so, so happy. I really was. But I guess good things usually can't last for long. Exactly 1 week later, things at home got even worse, and I had to go live with my aunt in another state. And that hurt so freaking much. I can't even describe it. And that's the point when you don't know what happened anymore, right? We completely lost contact, and I know I'm the one to blame for that. I was dealing with so much stuff that I basically just vanished. After starting therapy and living in a decent place for a while, like, I got a little better. So I thought about contacting you, but I couldn't. Every time I did, I just kept telling myself you were already over it. That you already forgot about me. And you probably had another girlfriend and was happy with her. So I never did. When college began, I was taking better care of myself and my health, and I may have developed a lot during that period too, as I can tell you noticed. I know you're not checking me out, Don't worry, but I know it's hard not to notice. When you saw me for the first time after you opened the door and realized it was me, you were blushing. And it's still as adorable as I remember. Anyway, after that, I started to get attention a lot, actually. I needed to get over what happened between us. So I started going on dates with guys from college. I told myself it's what I wanted, that I was enjoying it, but deep down I knew it was a bunch of lies. It was just empty. Every time I was with a guy, I couldn't help but feel that they only saw a pretty face and big boobs, and none of them could care less about me as a person. Maybe I just got really unlucky. I don't know. When I was younger, I always wanted to be like the hot, popular girls from class, and now it seems like every guy I talk to is only interested in having sex or showing me off like some kind of prize. That's some monkey's paw stuff right there. Well, not every guy. I guess during all those years, I couldn't forget about the one guy who cared for me and who loved me for who I was when that was all I had to offer. And didn't care about being ostracized just for being with me. You. So when I got a job offer here, I was so happy. The job part was nice, of course, but things I couldn't help but think about all the times were how you were doing, and if you were still single or not, or if you remembered me or cared about my existence at all. I tried to hide this for so long and convinced myself it wasn't the case. But guess what? I can't. I couldn't stop loving you. And I still can't. It's okay if you let go a long time ago. It's been so long. People change. Life moves on. But please, just tell me how you might feel about all this. I'm so sorry, but I won't be able to sleep in the same bed as you, as just a friend. My heart would completely break. You can just tell me if you don't feel the same way, that you've forgotten, and I'll just drive home, figure out how to deal with it, and then we can be friends again. I promise. Just be honest with me, okay? You love me too. Oh my god, I was preparing myself for the opposite. I don't know what to say now. I love you so much, and I always have. Please, do you think we can start again from where we left off? That's everything I ever wanted since the first day you talked to me, with that goofy smile on your face. this. I'm not going anywhere this time. I'll be here for you and I'll do everything I can to make you happy. Have you... Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm kind of embarrassed. Have you ever wanted someone so bad it hurts? Because that's exactly how I felt when you answered that door. The thing I wanted most was to rub my hands on your chest just like this and kiss you until I was out of breath. Damn, I'm trying to take things slow, but we waited for so long. Why do you have to be such a good kisser? Hey, why don't you take my dress off? I have a surprise for you. Of course, it's fine. I've been very uncomfortable with the way people look at me, that's true. But with you, it's completely different. I want you to see exactly how much my body has changed since the last time we saw each other. How that weird girl that made you happy in high school has grown up and become a woman just to be right back in your arms, exactly where she belongs. I want you to look at my tits and how big and perky they've gotten and how eager they are to fill your hands. Here, just pull the straps to the side. I was wearing this long black dress, so it's well hidden. But on the off chance, I might have bought cute lingerie just for you. See? I told you I was preparing myself. Just in case you rejected me. But I also had to be prepared to make you mine if you didn't. I want you. I want you to want me so much you can't resist. Just like I do with you. With your hands all over my body. Can I take your shirt off now? I need to have a really good look at you too. You are so sexy. Yes, of course I think you are. You don't believe me? Guess I'll just have to show you. Just give me your hand and put it right here. Yeah, just over my panties. Can you feel it? Can you feel how soaked I am from just kissing you? I'm definitely not lying, babe. Can I call you that? Feel how soft my tits are. Grab them. Do what you want with them. You can even play with my nipples if you want. Just... My body is yours now, babe. Fuck. Look how hard you are already. Damn, your pants are so tight. It looks painful. Here. Let me help. Do you remember what I said earlier? About not being able to hold myself back when I'm with you? Yeah. I want to have you in my mouth so, so much. I just can't help but be on my knees for you. I just want to make you feel so good. I haven't done this a lot before, but I hope it feels good. Oh, fuck, I really want to make you very happy, man. Oh, fuck. And it's not like I'm not gonna enjoy it either. It tastes so fucking good. I'm not afraid to say how much I love sucking your cock. Or how much I'm thinking about being fucked by you in this exact moment. Fuck. I can feel you twitching at that. Fucks you like knowing how wet you make me, and how much I want you inside of me, and how I, damn it, I'm trying to tease you, but it ends up affecting me even more. Holy shit, I just can't wait anymore. Waiting, being patient, that's all I've been doing for God knows how long. Please, fuck me, make love to me, now, bend me over that couch and show me I belong to you, my love. I'll spread my lips for you like this, just hold my hips and put it in, you fit so perfectly inside of me. Filling me up just right. Dan, please move faster. Harder. I need a few more of this. Press it back against you. I want to make you feel good too. Make me more for you, babe. More than I am now. Fuck me, please. Oh, yes. Yes, you make me so happy. I think I can arch my back a little more so you can get deeper. Yes, there. Please, please. Please keep grinding right there. Fuck. Make me do something for me. I'm so close, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Please. Hold my hips tighter. Pull me in close as you can and come inside of me. I need to feel this. I need to be filled with you. Please. Feel safe. Like nothing in the world can hurt me while I'm in your arms. You've always made me feel like this. Can I hold your hand now? Just like the old times. I'm here for you, okay? If things ever get bad, just know I'm here for you. Just like you've been for me. I love you.